Now that we're in the month of June, it's time to ask the question. Is this New York Yankees team a serious contender, or have we been trying to convince ourselves this whole time? We're going to discuss it and much more on this brand new episode of the Pinstripe Talk podcast, which begins right now.
You are listening to the Pinstripe Talk podcast.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to yet another edition of the Pinstripe Talk podcast, powered to you by Delahanty Media. I'm your host, Nick Delahanty. If you haven't seen the Delahanty Media brand going through a whole new look, it's a lot of fun. Plus, if you didn't listen to it, and again, not trying to toot my own horn here, but I would like you all to check into what else I'm doing. If you haven't listened to it yet, check out my brand new interview with UNC women's basketball star player Alyssa Utsby. That is available on YouTube. It's available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, you name it, it's there. But of course, we're glad you're here to talk some Yankees baseball. And man, is there a lot to talk about. The Yankees are coming off two series losses, two unacceptable series losses, one to the Chicago White Sox, one to the Boston Red Sox. The Red Sox, a series that the Yankees had within their favor, could not get it done. It's time to ask ourselves the question, as the Yankees now sit 9.5 out in the AL East division. Is this team a legitimate contender, or are they covered up by the fact that they have the best player in the world, and when he's not on the field, they're not that good? And we're going to dive into all of that and much more. Before we get into it, make sure you follow us on socials at Pinstripe Talk ND. If you're listening to the show today, you already found us, but make sure you subscribe on whatever podcasting platform you listen on, and check out our website, DelahantyMedia.com, for all the latest news and updates regarding our brand. Now, let's go back to Dodger Stadium, because this is where I think a lot of the Yankees' issues did start to happen. Aaron Judge, as you all probably have seen a million times, runs into the fence, actually breaks the fence, and ends up hurting his toe, hitting into the concrete of that wall, a blow that the Yankees could not afford. And Judge was on an absolute tear. He really was showing that that contract that they gave him during the offseason, that it was well deserved. But unfortunately, he gets sidelined again. The Yankees just got him back. And it's frustrating, because when you looked at this team during the offseason, and yeah, they didn't make a lot of moves. If you think about it, you know, a lot of the pieces that they had are back. If you take out the couple of bullpen arms they got and Carlos Rodon, who still hasn't pitched for this team. But the Yankees still haven't had a game in which Harrison Bader, Aaron Judge, and Giancarlo Stanton are all in the lineup in the same day. To me, that is a big issue in itself. Now, when Judge is in the lineup, this Yankees team seems to operate. Offensively, they get the ball moving. Maybe it's because Judge continues to hit home runs at an all-time pace. But when he's not in the lineup's been rather pathetic. And you look up and down. The Yankees have had to use over 20 position players so far this year. We're in June. And of those 20 guys, when you look at this build of this team, nobody expected a Willie Calhoun or a Jake Bowers or a Billy McKinney to really be the guys that are going to get every day at bats with this group. But you were thinking that the guys that had the veteran leadership and the veteran presence were going to help carry the load, especially if something like this happens to a guy like Aaron Judge. Giancarlo Stanton, he got injured. He hasn't been, you know, anything to write home about. DJ LeMahieu, a guy who still has 3 years and $45 million left on his contract, hasn't been the same guy. And this is dating back to last season when he was dealing with all the injuries. It's fair to ask if LeMahieu's injured. It would be dumb not to, because what we've seen from him is clearly not the player that we've been accustomed to seeing. You look at a guy like Gleyber Torres. Yeah, you know, he's had some power and, you know, he's hitting for a decent average, but he continues to hurt them making dumb baseball plays. The game against the Red Sox, I put on him. Single to left field. McKinney throws the ball in. Yeah, you know, it wasn't a great throw, but come off the bag. That's little league stuff. It just seems like Gleyber Torres is just so lazy and doesn't do the things that you're looking for in an everyday second baseman. I know Aaron Boone had a mix and match, and he likes to take Calhoun out to have better defense late in the game. But if I was him, I would have found a way to take Glaber out of that game. That is unacceptable. Unacceptable. And as a guy who is called upon to be a leader of this team, that's not being a leader. Then you look at Rizzo. Rizzo was on fire, hitting the ball extremely well. He gets hurt against the Padres. Ever since, he can't even put the ball in play. He's been awful. Donaldson. Yeah, he's had some power, and his defense has been tremendous. But what else has he given you? Really, nothing much. He continues to be a $25 million waste. Fortunately, he's playing good defense. Bader's been hurt. Can't keep him on the field. Hopefully, he gets back, because when he's been on the field, he's been really good. And then you have the young guys. And I hate to throw the blame on the young guys, but you look at Oswaldo Cabrera, a guy that they crowned the starting left fielder, and he struggled out of the gate. He got demoted to AAA for not even a day. Had to come back due to injuries. And Anthony Volpe. As much as I love Volpe, and you could go back on past shows and see that, Volpe's been terrible offensively. And I don't want to blame him per se, because none of the weight of the Yankees lineup should be on a 22-year-old kid who never played in AAA. The weight of the lineup should be on the guys like Donaldson and Torres and Rizzo. Those are the guys that have to carry you, and they're not. Especially with all the injuries that they're dealing with. For me, I hear all the information about Volpe and maybe move him down to AAA and give Peraza a shot. But I think if you're the New York Yankees, you're looking at this in one of two ways. Number one, you could send down Volpe and hopefully get him back on track. Or you could ride it out and see if he could do it at the big league level on his own. None of this is taking away from the fact that I think this kid's going to be a hell of a ball player. He's going to be a cornerstone for the Yankees for many years to come. But how they handle this, I really think is a testament to what they think this team is capable of this year. If you're looking to win now, and you're trying to put the best product on the field possible, there's no question you send them down and you put Peraza up and you try to see what he can do. If you're looking more toward next year, which I've said it before, I think that they're building for a run next year, then you let Volpe work through the struggles. What have the Yankees done so far? They've let Volpe work through the struggles. Let's face it, they're looking at this roster and they know it's not a championship caliber team. You haven't even seen Carlos Rodon yet. Nestor Cortez's shoulders barking. Even when he's been on the mound, he hasn't been the same consistent guy we saw. Did the magic wear out on him? Luis Severino, another one who looked really good in his first start, has been terrible ever since. He's another guy that they put a lot of money into and a lot of time and effort and just hasn't panned out. And Gerrit Cole's doing Gerrit Cole type things, but in the same token, at some point, he's going to break too. He's going to let up home runs. When you throw that hard and you face quality hitters like he does, you're going to have that happen. The Yankees are a mess right now. They really are. And there's no real clear-cut way that I could see them out of this other than if they get healthy. And then you have to ask the question, if they are healthy, are they even a serious contender? Not even in just the AL East, but in the AL in general. Like, yeah, you'll take your chances with Rodon and a healthy Cole at the top of the rotation. You will, but what's after him? What's after them? What are you getting from those secondary guys? Domingo Herman's been good. Does he get suspended again for sticky stuff? Or does he just fall off? These are all questions that are acceptable to ask at this point in time. Especially given the Yankees are in one of the toughest, if not the toughest division in baseball. They're currently in fourth place, 9.5 out. Or third place, 9.5 out. Whatever it happens to be, but they're 9.5 out. It's not a position where you could say, oh, you know what, Judge is coming back in maybe 4 weeks. Right now, you're playing for your playoff lives. You can't fall behind too much because the minute you do, it's going to be hard to overcome. And Tampa's not losing games. They're playing great baseball. They haven't shown any indication that they're going to slow down. It's a problem that the Yankees are going to have to face. And yes, You're going to play your division. You got to take care of your division opponents. But every game is so important to this group. And right now, you watch this team and you're saying to yourself, you know, if you would have told me that on June 12th, Billy McKinney, Willie Calhoun, that these guys are getting meaningful playing time and the guys that they're paying a lot of money aren't doing the job, I would, first of all, I'd be very frustrated. Second, I'd be looking for changes to be made. And third, I'd be asking what the heck is going on. Let's face it. Let's go through the Yankees opening day, quote-unquote, lineup, right? LeMahieu's getting old. He's regressing. Or he's just really injured and playing through it. Judge, there's nothing bad you can say about Judge. When he's in the lineup, he's been great. The issue is when he's in the lineup because he's been injury-prone. Rizzo, another guy. I don't want to say he's regressing, but the past couple of weeks, he's looked really bad ever since that injury against the Padres. He's still a veteran guy. I love his defense at first, but again, you need Rizzo to be putting the ball in play and making things happen. Stanton, he's another guy that I just don't understand. I really just wish that he would be healthy and the Yankees would find a way to make that happen. Of course, I don't have a magic genie and three wishes, so I can't make that happen. Donaldson, as good as he's been defensively, you know, he's another guy that just seems to be a little lost at the plate. Yeah, he's had a couple of homers. He had one in his first at-bat back against the Dodgers. But again, he's another guy that is really clogging up a spot. Harrison Bader, the worst thing you could say about him is he's injury-prone. Great defensive player, was solid offensively. You know, that's the worst thing you could say about him. Isaiah Kiner-Falefa, another guy that the Yankees are using in a way that I really don't think is fair to him, but he's a guy that's a trooper, and he's doing whatever he can to crack the lineup. You know, he's not a center fielder. We saw it in Cincinnati when him and Bowers kind of watched the ball go between them. When you put two guys who are inexperienced in the outfield next to each other, bad things tend to happen. And in this case, we see it. And you're giving that up because you're filling spots and you like the versatility, but in general, it's not helping you. McKinney was raking in AAA. Esteban Florial, raking in AAA. Why not give those guys a chance? They're actual true outfielders. That I don't understand. And let's face it, as much as I love Jose Trevino, I love what he brings to the table, I love how he is with the pitching staff, he is a good team's catcher. What do I mean by that? He is a good team's catcher in the fact that he calls a good game, he works well with his staff, he's not going to give you much offensively, but what he does on the defensive side of the ball makes up for it. On a healthy Yankees team, he's a great fit. On a Yankees team that can't put the ball in play and can't make things happen with runners in scoring position, he's really not a great fit. And let's be real. In the game against the Red Sox on Sunday Night Baseball, the Yankees don't score a run if that ball doesn't hit off second base. It's just another way to say, you know, number one, you can't predict baseball. But number two, the other issue at hand is you're getting these breaks and you're not taking advantage of them. And that's the unfortunate thing about it. Now, I've thought about this, and again, we haven't had a show in about a week and a half because, you know, I was dealing with some illness. I really didn't think you guys wanted to hear me sneezing every 2 minutes on the mic or sniffling into the mic, and I apologize for that. Plus, we had the launch of the Nick Delahanty show and all that good stuff. But I've been watching this Yankees team, and I felt this way for quite some time. I honestly haven't seen a lineup that I felt was capable of winning a ball game in quite some time. And maybe dating back to when Judge was in the lineup, this probably would be. But every time they roll out those lineups, I cringe. I really do. It takes me back to the old days when the Yankees had the likes of Eduardo Nunez and all those guys in the lineup, and they were trying to just stay afloat. This isn't your typical New York Yankees team, and quite frankly, I don't think this team is a serious postseason contender from where we're sitting here on June 12th. Man, I hope I'm wrong. I hope Judge comes back and he's the MVP again and Cole continues to dominate and you get Rodon back and you get Cortez healthy. I hope for all of those things. I really do. But But at the end of the day, there's a lot of ifs with this team. And what they've shown us is that you cannot trust them. You cannot trust it. And I hate to say it because you know that I bleed Yankee blue. But you get one guy back in the lineup, another one gets hurt. It's just an endless cycle that can't stop. So right now, if I'm the Yankees, of course, you want to be optimistic. You think, you know, maybe these guys who are in the lineup could give you a boost. They get comfortable. You get Volpe going. That's a spark toward the end of the lineup. But right now, you got to be concerned with where the season's heading. And it's not just the Yankees. Look at the crosstown rival Mets. We're going into the Subway Series, and Pete Alonso and Aaron Judge aren't even going to be part of it. Major League Baseball's got to be punching air because that's their big ticket right there, having those two sluggers go at it. But the Mets are a mess. The Yankees right now are a mess. And neither one has shown anything to say that it's going to change otherwise. But, you know, you got to stay optimistic. You got to hope that they can. And it starts with getting healthy. Because when you have your normal pieces in the lineup and they start to gel, then maybe you'll see a little bit of difference. But until then, I am panicked. I don't see them making a deep postseason run. Heck, if they even make the postseason, a lot of things got to change before September comes rolling around. And they got to start winning games and taking care of series. They were so good at that early in the year, not losing series. Then all of a sudden, they start falling off a bit. Coincidence? I don't think so. It's the product that they're putting on the field. Something's got to give. And hopefully, it starts with getting some guys healthy and back on the field. That's going to wrap it up for today's episode of the Pinstripe Talk Podcast, powered to you by Delahanty Media. Make sure you check out all our social media feeds. Go to DelahantyMedia.com for all the latest news and updates regarding our show and much, much more. Until next time, my name once again is Nick Delahanty. Yankee fans, try to hold on. Be positive. Be strong. We'll get through this together. Keep bleeding those Yankee pinstripes. We'll talk to you real soon.